Good morning, everyone. I'm Pastor Roger, back from vacation. And my vacation was so exhausting, I had to get back to work. We're in this series called Back to the Basics, and my basic lesson today is follow Him. Follow Him. That's the basic lesson. There's nothing more basic for a Christian than following Christ, right? Follow Him. That's what we're going to talk about. In fact, I will announce my preferred pronoun. I know it's fashionable to announce your preferred pronoun, so let me just get that out of the way. It's Him. And you say, well, what's the name of that pastor at Living Rock Church? Well, I don't know. It's Pastor Him. That'll work. I'm good with that. Him, not meaning not me, but Jesus. We're building a culture here where our community is all about Him, right? We are obsessed with Christ. That's a good obsession, the only good obsession in this world. So let's talk about following Him. Thankfully, Jesus told us what it would take to follow Him. One verse, Luke 9:23. And He was saying to them all, if anyone wants to come after Me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow Me. God, I thank You for these God-breathed, Spirit-inspired words. And we've heard this before, but I pray they would fall deeply into our hearts and minds this morning. And help everyone here to follow You in a deeper, greater way, even this day, this week. In Jesus' name, amen. So the question today is, what did Jesus teach about following Him? Well, it comes down to these three very basic steps. We must deny self. We must take up our cross daily. And we must follow Him. Next slide. You see these same words, deny, take, follow, deny, take, follow, in Luke 9, also Matthew 16:24, and Mark 8:34. It's there, deny, take, follow. So let's take a look at these basic steps one at a time. First, we must deny self. We must deny self. Matthew Henry, who is a very famous commentator on the Bible, used to get up at 4 a.m. and start his writing. He said the first lesson in Christ's school is self-denial. Self-denial is a required class to graduate in the school of Christ. It's not an elective. You have to take it, or you won't go far with Christ. And when did Jesus teach this? I think this is interesting. He said, deny self at the high point of His ministry. He was in Galilee. Thousands of people were coming. He was wildly popular. So at the height of His popularity, that's when He said, if you want to follow Me, you have to deny yourself. So it comes after the miracle of the loaves and fish, the thousands and thousands of people who were fed by this miracle of loaves and fish when He multiplied them. And then John says that the people wanted to make Jesus their king right there, right then. And it comes after Peter's confession, which is the high point of the Gospel of Mark, when Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That's the high point of the whole gospel. Peter got it right. Jesus is God's king who's come to God's world, the Messiah. And it comes after Jesus gives His first prediction that He would go to Jerusalem and suffer and die. And it comes, and that's when Peter, by the way, said, "No, Lord, You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that." And Jesus turns to Peter and says, "Get behind Me, Satan." Peter did not have in mind the things of God, the things of Satan. And the things of Satan all seem to begin with self. being selfish, self-centered, self-serving, self-indulgent, self-righteous, self-willed, self-destructive. There's some good self-words too, but all these bad self-words are just satanic. So Peter wasn't following Jesus then, was he? He was in the way of Jesus because he was still full of himself, his own vision, his own expectation for what a good Jesus, a good Messiah, was supposed to do in the world. He was supposed to ride into Jerusalem and kick out the Romans. Don't you know that, Jesus? You got thousands of people here to help you. You can feed them on the way. They won't get hungry. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus rebuked him. So after all this, that's when Jesus says, if anybody wants to come after me, he must deny himself. I guess the lesson here is we're never more in the way of Jesus when we are full of ourselves. What gets in the way between you and Jesus? You do. You get in the way. I think that's the most likely answer. It makes me think of 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 2. In the last days, difficult times will come. Why will the last days be so difficult? For people will be lovers of self. Brothers and sisters, we are in these difficult last days because self-love dominates our time. We see it right now. Our society is not only sin-sick, it is self-sick with celebrations to the idol of self. And the difficult thing is this: people who are full of themselves cannot see it. They can't be reasoned with. Everything makes total perfect sense to them. And if you're not celebrating with them, well, you're the problem. Because you're in their way of their celebration. Am I describing our time? So that's why it's going to be difficult. That's why we have to learn to deal with ourselves. So we, two Sundays ago, Cindy and I went to Nebraska. We got the call that grandbaby 3 was on the way. So we took off. And it was a false alarm. The baby didn't come. So we watched the grandkids all week, 8 days, so mommy could rest. After a couple of days, we learned something. We had to take a nap when the kids did. So it was just exhausting watching a preschooler and a toddler. That's why you have babies when you're young. So then we made a trip to Target. Now, my son, he buys everything on Amazon. So, I mean, my grandkids have never been to a store. So, toys just come in a box, you know. So I made a big mistake. I said, let's walk through the toy section. Well, that's like going to Disneyland. Well, maybe I shouldn't say Disneyland, but, you know, an amusement park. Because it's like, she was like this. Little granddaughter Ella was like, this is crazy. And she wanted to touch everything. I said, we're just looking. She just turned 4. We're just looking. You talk about torture. So I'm moving the cart around, and she's lagging way behind. And I thought, I got to get out of here and go over to the, I don't know what section, lawn and garden or something. So I turn the corner, I'm ready to go, and she's standing there looking at this thing. And she goes, Grandpa, I need new stuff. It was so cute. It was great. So, parents, the lessons of self-denial must start early in life. Am I right? Every day. This is your life. And just as important, the lessons in self-denial must begin early in the Christian life. Jesus has it first on the list. Am I right? Oh, that's hard to say. Pastor, I think you're right. Self-denial. Boy, we'll fill up a church that way. And if we don't learn to deny self, we're going to be preschool Christians. We'll be in the aisle going, but Jesus, I need new stuff, or something like that. Have you ever seen an adult act like a preschooler? We don't do that. We don't pout. We don't, no, not us. So if we're going to follow Jesus, Jesus tells us, right up front, when he was the most popular, he tells his fan club, when it was easy to follow him, you're going to have to learn to deal with yourself if we're going to do this. Now, the older saints were better at calling us to deny ourselves, to die to self. When I was discipled in high school, my youth pastor said to me, Roger, you got to die to yourself. We talked about that. Do we talk about these things these days? I don't think as much. Thomas Brooks, in the book Precious Remedies Against Satan's Devices, that's a classic. He says, self-seeking is a sin that will put men upon a world of sins, not only against the law of God, but the rules of the gospel, and they're against the very laws of nature. So this self-love puts us up against nature itself. And we do things that are just unnatural with ourselves, in our bodies. Thomas Watson wrote the book, The Christian Soldier, another Christian classic. Are we skilled in self-denial? Can we deny our ease, our aims, our interest? Can we cross our own will to fulfill God's? This is the way the older saints would talk. You know, I think there should be a rule. You can't read any Christian book unless it's at least 200 years old. Because the books we're in now are just saturated with self. I don't know that we can see it. Amy Carmichael, the missionary to India, she prayed, God, harden me against myself. She went to India and she stayed there her whole life. Even when she was disabled, she kept her missionary work going. I heard a preacher last Sunday, a preacher said he surveyed all the trouble he had experienced in his life, the trials, the failures, the messes, the sins, and he said he found one common denominator in all this trouble. After this deep study, all my trouble, here's the common denominator. I was there. So step one, Jesus says, if you want to follow me, you must deny self. I'm pretty sure something came to mind when I said deny yourself. It's not hard to think of what that might be. Second, Jesus says, we must take up our cross daily. Now, taking up the cross daily means taking on that suffering for Christ that may come, that ridicule for Christ. There's a lot of this today, ridicule, name-calling, just embarrassing the church any way possible. And even death for Christ. I mean, you know what that means. If you take up your cross, you're going to die. So cross-bearing is that specific pain, that opposition that comes to a Christian entirely because of one thing and one thing only. You're a Christian and you're following Jesus. And so the ridicule, the name-calling, the suffering, all that's a part of that package just because you're a Christian. No other reason. And Jesus said, take up your cross daily. Remember, he said that when he's at the height of his popularity. So he's not recruiting a fan base here when he says this. He's not trying to get more likes or subscribers. What a way to recruit people. Thousands of people around you. You guys got to deny yourself and take up your cross daily if you want to follow me. And John 6 says a lot of people left him that day. A lot of his disciples left him that day. That's tough language. But it's not false advertising. He's just telling us it's going to be hard to be a Christian. You'll have to fight self and Satan and this world system. Followers of Christ must not be fans. We must be cross-bearing disciples, and the cross comes before the glory, and the cross is necessary for our growth. Matthew 10:22, Jesus said this, and you will be hated by all because of my name. I don't know that we believe that. It doesn't mean everybody you know. It means all the people everywhere in the world. It's been the experience of Christians, wherever they are, that there's hatred that comes against them just for one reason. They're a Christian. I'll never understand the hatred we see against Christ. It just makes no sense to me. And Jesus said that same hatred will visit us. It's unavoidable. And the church has always been somewhere in the world since the time of Christ. It is then and now persecuted. So I got this book on my vacation, Harvest of Sorrow. It's the history of the Ukraine in the early 1930s. When Stalin imposed the terror famine on the countryside, on the peasants and the farmers. If they were farmers, they called them peasants. But Stalin just couldn't stand it that these country bumpkins were alive, so 15 million of them died, and we forget that part of the history. He deported them, he starved them, he executed them. Most of the country churches were closed, burned, destroyed, and he forced the peasants into collective farming. That was an economic disaster. Put quotas on them so there'd be just enough food for the government, not enough food for the people, and they starved. So what I've noticed about this book is just filled with so much hatred, just unbelievable hatred. I just can't get my head around it. What leader said this? Here's a quote from one of these communist leaders. Communism, by the way, regarded religion as the enemy. So this one leader said this. Every religious idea, every idea of God, even flirting with the idea of God, is an unutterable vileness of the most dangerous kind. Contagion of the most abominable kind. Millions of sins, filthy deeds, acts of violence, and physical contagions are far less dangerous than the subtle spiritual idea of God. Can you hate any more than that? So these peasants have this idea of God in their head. This is Lenin who said this, by the way. Stalin comes later. And just because you're a peasant farmer and you've got this idea of God in your head, Stalin thinks it's a contagion and we got to get rid of you. 15 million dead. This anti-Christ hatred is just shocking. But folks, it's real. I'm not making this up. It's real. And it's here. And it's getting more bold and more in your face. We did a little VBS ad a few weeks ago. Ethan put it up for me. And when I got back, Ethan said, well, I got to show you the posts I had to take down. We have comments on our VBS ad. So here's some of the comments we got. Living Rock, ha, 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 what a name. I thought it was a dumb name. Keep kids away from this corrupt blank. You disgusting criminals. Another comment was hashtag ACAB. You know what that is? All cops are. What's that doing up there? We're doing VBS. Stop blanking ads. Stop indoctrinating children. Such hypocrisy. Now, a few years ago, who cares if you're doing VBS, right? What is happening to our society? The name-calling, the ridicule, the slander. It's open season on the church, folks, on Christians. Just let them have it. We're going to have a great VBS, by the way. We got a good number of kids coming, leaders, tomorrow night. You ready, Vonda? Woo-hoo! We ain't stopping. So that's what it means to take up your cross. People aren't going to like you. So what? You just need to learn to laugh back at them, okay? They're just trying to humiliate us. And we need to take up the cross and say, it's okay if everybody doesn't like me. I'm dead anyway. I've already died to myself. What do I care what they call me? I went to a cemetery last week and I called everybody names and nobody cared. I didn't do that. I just thought of that. I'm okay. Don't worry about me. The third basic step to following Christ is we must follow him. Next slide. We must follow him. Seems like a ridiculous thing to say. I mean, if you want to follow Jesus, you got to follow Jesus, right? I think Jesus knows our trouble. It's the fact that we don't follow through. We don't follow through. We know what to do, but we don't follow through. We don't execute. We don't do what we know we said we were going to do. We don't do what we know he wants us to do. So following him means following through. It means doing it, getting it done. John 3:17, Jesus says, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Yeah, there's a blessing to know stuff. I like knowing stuff. You know, the Bible and stuff about Jesus and my salvation and all this great doctrine. I love knowing it, but the happiness comes not just knowing it, but doing it, living these things, following through. James 4:17 says, the one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, for him it is sin. And this is where we drop the ball. We don't follow through. So here's how I think this blessing works when we follow through. You've heard this saying before. I don't know who the first was to say it, but it's good. Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. And sow a character, reap a destiny. I think that's pretty good biblical teaching right there. So we have this big thought today. We need to deny myself, deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him. I've been thinking about this all week, self-denial. It's a big thought. So we have this thought in our mind. And I think all of you, I mean, something does come to mind when I say deny yourself. I mean, it's not going to take you 5 seconds to think of something, is it? So you've got that thought. Take might be a little foggy in your mind, like, how am I going to take up my cross? It just means don't be afraid of what people think. You're gonna do this now. You're going to take this action, whatever it is, and don't be afraid of what people think. I think that's the primary meaning, because you're going to follow Christ. You're going to say something, you're going to do something, and you're not going to care what the reaction is. And then you're going to follow, again, you're going to do this thing that you've been thinking about, deny, follow. You're going to follow through this time. And in 5 seconds, you can think of something. I know you can think of something. Like, get baptized. Oh, I've been talking about getting baptized for years now. Well, we're going to do a baptism in 3 Sundays. Come and get baptized. Or praying, or having your quiet time, or checking in on your neighbor. You haven't checked on your neighbor for a long time. So following him means follow through. I think we can all think of how that needs to be applied. And you will be blessed, Jesus says, if you follow through when you get it done. That's going to feel good. Am I right? And here's the payoff of that. If you do this enough, turn those thoughts into acts and those acts turned into habits, you get these Jesus-following habits built into your life, and then you're going to gain something you never had before. When yourself was always in the way, you're going to have something that you need to live in this world. It's called a godly character. And once you have that, following Christ doesn't feel like self-denial anymore, because it becomes a habit of life. Studies say that 65-70% of our behavior is habit-driven. We're creatures of habit. So use that for your benefit as a follower of Christ and get into those Jesus-following habits and do them over and over again until your character is shaped and formed and strengthened so that you can follow on. The more you delight and habituate in Christ, the less you battle with your old self. Back in February, when Cindy found out she had cancer, we're good now, by the way. We're good. And I'm not going to say it was our great faith that did this. We were both really scared. So we changed some things in our lifestyle. And one of those was our diet. Apparently, there are foods that encourage cancer. So we got the list. And we just said, we're not going to eat this stuff anymore. That anything that encourages cancer, we're not going to eat it. Now, we're not too religious about this, but we got pretty tough. We emptied the pantry. A lot of stuff in there we just were not going to eat. Now, the first few days and weeks, I was like a preschooler. I need, but we just let it go. It felt like self-denial at the beginning to change our diet. And honestly, we've never really had to do it before in our life. We've just never had to diet before. So this was a new experience. 5 months later, We eat differently. We feel differently. It doesn't feel like self-denial. I'm not carrying a cross. It's just better. We feel better. I've got more energy. I work longer days. I can do more for the church. It's not self-denial. We've habituated into a different lifestyle. No more fast food. We eat good stuff. And it's very tasty. We took a sip of Coke a couple weeks ago just for the fun of it, and it tasted like battery acid. I thought, is there metal in here? Never tasted that before. So I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on you about diet. I'm just trying to tell you that once you make these changes and you habituate in these things, it doesn't really feel like self-denial anymore. That's the way it is with following Christ. Oh, we're always denying self somewhere. But it doesn't feel hard. It's just better. So as I close, let's go back to the verse and read it again. And this time I'm going to add the three verses after it. And he was saying to them, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Now there's three fours after this. Four, four, four. He's given the reason why we need to do this. Okay? Four. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, this is the one who will save it. So there's something life-saving about what Jesus is telling us to do here. Four, verse 25, what good does it do a person if he gains the whole world but loses or forfeits himself? It's so funny, when you chase after self, you lose yourself. You have to deny self, die to self, if you really want to save your life. Verse 26, 4. Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels. Jesus, the Father, the angels are coming. Their judgment of us is the only judgment that matters. Who cares what the world says about us? The world's going to ridicule and humiliate and call us names. But there is a judge who is coming, who will make that judgment of us and how we've lived in the world. And that's the only judgment that matters. Amen? I think we heard a testimony about that this morning. So, brothers and sisters, our good character, our final destiny, and the praise of Christ depend on these three: our denying of self, our taking up our cross, and our following Him. So I got Ella back home from Target, and she was okay. We went in the living room. She opened up her wooden toy box, and for some reason, she crawled inside and dumped everything on the floor. She's a preschooler. And she got all the way down to the bottom of the toy box. And there she found some old toys she hadn't seen in months. And she was more excited about those old friends, those old toys, than she was about the new toys in Target. She was transformed. I thought to myself, she's learning self-denial. I'm watching her grow up right before my eyes. 15 minutes later, little brother came in and it all went crazy again. But I had this glimpse of watching my granddaughter grow up as she learned to deny herself, take up her old toys, and play with them. It's a lesson that we constantly need at every age. Amen? Deny, take, follow. Keep this in mind as we go today. Father, we thank you for how clear the Bible is, and I pray you'd help us process your words and follow you. We know what we need to deny. We know the ridicule, the pain, the suffering. We fear from men if we follow you, if we take a stand. And we know what we need to follow through with, probably. And so I pray you would help us to do it. Build in us those Christ-following disciplines. Shape our character. Help us, young and old, to put off self and to put on Christ. Make this the culture of Living Rock Church, a fellowship of those who deny self and put on Christ and live and talk and act like Jesus. I pray for VBS that starts tomorrow night. Give us a great night out on the farm property. Protect everyone there on that property. Give us the life and love and joy of Jesus as we gather this week. In Jesus' name.